Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Charles Hurt writes the nuclear option column for the Washington Times. Today's is entitled, U.S. on Wrong Side of Cairo Embassy Riot. Charlie's on the phone with me right now. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, good. I'm real good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right, so I'm trying to get a handle on this, and I know that we've had other things happen since you actually wrote this piece yesterday, but it started out as some guy in California makes a silly movie, and our embassy in Cairo gets stormed. The flag is ripped down and burned, and then the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three embassy staffers are killed as a result of this film. Is that what we were to believe?
Yeah, although it looks like now, it looks like the whole thing may have been a more coordinated attack. There's, you know, multiple reports out there, some suggesting that it was an Al-Qaeda attack, others suggesting that it was remnants of old Gaddafi forces coming in from other countries that had infiltrated and had planned this attack. And it just so happened that they had these goofy protesters who were all upset about this movie portraying Muhammad, that they kind of managed to allow all that to whip up and then carried out a far more coordinated attack, I think, than originally thought.
Mm-hmm. And now we're getting word that if that is the case, then President Obama sort of has a little problem, because if there was information out there, he didn't receive it because he hasn't attended a daily briefing since September 5th. And I don't know if you saw the story that came out earlier this week, but evidently it has been documented that he's only attended 536 of 1,225 briefings. So he's really not in the loop all the time.
No, not at all. And this issue of embassy security has been something that's sort of been percolating around a whole lot lately. But he has been completely MIA on these meetings and these briefings. And it's so amazing to me to think back at how Democrats so harshly criticized every little thing prior to 9/11 that the Bush administration didn't really realize was going on. And here we are, post 9/11. We know what goes on here. We know the enemies that are trying to kill us. And the idea that he would not stay far more in touch with this stuff than he does even with his own reelection campaign. Yeah, that's a pretty shocking development.
Yeah. I read the press release from the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, and it is laughable. And, of course, the Obama administration said, we have nothing to do with that, even though it says it is, it comes from the U.S. Department of State. And you would think that perhaps the president would sort of know what the State Department was doing. And when they issue a press statement that says, the embassy of the United States in Cairo condemns the continuing efforts by misguided individuals to hurt the religious feelings of Muslims. Can you see why Mitt Romney might get just a little upset over that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the notion that the White House didn't have anything to do with it, are you kidding? The embassy in a foreign country is our spokesman. That is our voice, the country's voice in that country. So it's laughable to suggest that somehow that's unrelated. And of course they are acting at the behest of President Obama, and they are carrying out this country's vision. And let's just say you have a mob gathered outside the wall. They're upset about this movie. The notion that what you're going to condemn are people who quote, and they quote, say, abuse the First Amendment or abuse free speech rights. Are you kidding me? How do you abuse the First Amendment? How do you abuse free speech rights? The whole point of free speech rights is that you exercise free speech. And if it offends somebody else, well, that's just the whole point of having free speech. But they wish to condemn people who actually speak their mind about something. That's what they're going to condemn. They're not going to condemn the rioters. They don't condemn them until after, know, 24 hours later after, you know, people are killed and everything, then they come out and condemn all these people. But it's just a shocking break from what I always thought that America was supposed to stand for in countries like this, which is free speech.
Yeah.
That's what we stand. We stand for liberty, supposedly, but I guess not anymore.
No, and, you know, it's not just there. It's all over the world. You know, the foreign policy efforts of this president and his administration are just god-awful. I mean, they really are. It's the worst I've ever seen. The Middle East is a train wreck. China has no respect for us. Russia, they could care less. You know, Vladimir Putin is not worried about the U.S. at all. In fact, he would love to take them right back to the days of the Soviet Union over there, knowing that he could get away with it and not really have any opposition from us, because we're weak now. I mean, we're perceived as weak throughout the entire world.
You know, nobody wants to purposely be unpopular in the world, but we are trying so hard to be popular now. And what's funny about that is you look at polls in the Middle East, and you think that there's no way this is actually possible, but it is true. I mean, in as much as any polls can be, you know, an accurate measure or something, that George W. Bush was more popular in the Middle East than Barack Obama.
That's true.
And you ask, well, how is this possible? Well, but of course, it's exactly what you just said. These people don't respect weakness. They don't respect niceness. There's only one thing they respect, and that is strength and firmness. And if you're not those two things, they are going to take advantage of you. They very well may kill you, and they may kill you in a very violent way, because all they respect is pure, brute strength.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. That's true. And I was glad to see Romney come out and speak his mind on this. And I know the left is going crazy this afternoon. We've heard from the likes of John Kerry and Dick Durbin and Frank Lautenberg saying, you know, this is just awful. How could he come out and say something about a story that's still developing? Well, you know what? He had to. He had to, because somebody has got to step up and tell it the way it is, instead of somebody like Barack Obama coming into the Rose Garden this morning at 10:35, making a quick 5-minute statement, and then jumping on an airplane to go to Las Vegas and Colorado for fundraisers today.
And I don't understand how one single thing has nothing has changed the fact that our embassy put out a statement condemning those who had exercised free speech. That's what they did. They didn't condemn the mobs in the streets. They didn't condemn these miscreants that later scaled the wall and tore down the American flag and ripped it to shreds and burned it. They didn't condemn that. The first thing out of their mouth was to condemn people for exercising their free speech. Free speech is not popular. It never is popular. It's always awful. It's always painful. But that is the difference between us and them, is that we, you know, we get over it. We accept that other people have different opinions, and we don't get violent about it. These people, they get violent about it.
Yeah.
And the fact that America would stand there and be embarrassed about our demand for free speech is a shocking, shocking development, and it's the scariest thing since Obama got caught on that hot mic telling Putin that, you know, he would have more flexibility after the election. Now, of course, nothing will ever be scarier than that, because Lord knows what he meant when he said that.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, good to talk to you. We'll do it again. Appreciate it, folks. If you haven't checked it out, do it. U.S. on wrong side of Cairo embassy riot. It's in today's Washington Times. See you later, Charlie.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. 357, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.